Thelma. Oh, doing some gardening?
Well, I always forget to water these darn things. I swear all I have to do is look at a fern and it dies.
I brought you this ham bone. Thought you might like to make some of your famous pea soup.
Oh, well, there's plenty of good left on that. Thank you, Owl. I'll start the soup tonight. We'll have it for lunch tomorrow.
Hey, Mama, does all that smoke in the kitchen mean supper's done?
Oh, my Lord. Well, shoot, I'm gonna dynamite that stuff out of the pan.
Water the ferns.
Well, what for? They're not smoking. Well, Skeeter.
Oh.
What on earth have you got there?
Look at this sweet old dog.
Oh.
Do you realize that somebody tied her to the bicycle stand at Food Circus and just abandoned her?
Oh.
I call her Old Lady, just like Lady and the Tramp.
Gee, she looks more like Old Tramp to me. Hey, you're not thinking of keeping her, are you?
Well, just until we can find her a decent home.
Oh, forget it. Mama won't have a dog in the house. After Topaz died, she swore she'd never take in any more strays, unless they were blood relations.
But, honey, couldn't we just keep her in the garage for a day or two? Your mama wouldn't even have to know.
Well, the old girl is kind of cute. I guess we could keep her from Mama for a couple of days, huh? I better take her back to the garage right away.
Oh, thank you so much. I tell you what, I'll go inside and make sure your Mama stays in there.
Okay, come on. Come on, Mama. Come on.
Hello, I'm home.
Oh, get off my back.
Oh, Grandma, why can't you just write down a message when I get a phone call?
I don't have to. I can remember. Didn't I just tell you you got a call?
Yeah, but from who?
She said her name was Melinda, or Melissa, or Melanie.
But which one? I know all those girls.
Well, why do you hang out with girls with such common names? I would remember if she was an Olympia or a Jasmine.
You know, the Brinkerhoffs, they named their little girl Sigourney after Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, I heard it's because the kid looks like a gorilla.
Bubba's right, Miss Harper. You have been forgetting a lot of phone messages lately.
Well, when the hell did you sneak in here?
Like just the other morning, you forgot to tell me that Luann called to say she was sick and couldn't come into work?
That's because I knew she was lying. I could hear a man laughing in the background.
Well, still, you should have given me the message.
Well, it wouldn't have done any good. She'd have forgotten her name.
Bent off, you ingrates. I'm running a household here, not a switchboard.
Wait a minute. I think I have the solution to your problem.
Yeah? If it's got something to do with them moving out, I'm all ears.
Thelma, what you need is a telephone answering machine.
Hey, what a great idea.
It sure is, Miss Harper.
Oh, no, you don't. I hate those things. If I want to talk to a machine, I'll have a chat with my osterizer.
Oh, come on now. Lots of people have phone answering machines nowadays.
Lots of people got hair growing out of their ears, too. You want some of that? Benton, get up here for dinner. Swear, you people think I got money to burn.
Oh, Thelma, it won't cost you a dime. You can have ours. We can't use it. It's on the same frequency as Mother's hearing aid. Every time it beeps, she gets a nosebleed.
Well, gee, I can hardly wait to have it in my house.
Oh, please, Miss Harper, be the answer to our prayers.
Yeah, why don't I bring it all over here? Yeah, well.
Great. Now we'll never have to worry about Grandma's forgetfulness again.
For the last time, I'm not forgetful.
Oh, Thelma, you forgot to put the soup on.
I knew that. Swear these goons are gonna drive me nuts.
Well, where in the world is... Well, what the...
What you looking for, Mama?
Well, I can't remember where I put the soup on.
Well, gee, I guess you're becoming forgetful in your old age.
Maybe so. Lately, it's been slipping my mind to slap you silly.
Wow. This baby is top of the line.
A Satsubishi 1200.
Well, the first thing you have to do is record an outgoing message for when the machine picks up. This was ours.
Hello. We are not available. Leave name, time, number, and brief message at the tone.
Well, Iola, you forgot the white zone is for loading and unloading a passenger zone.
Yeah, our message ought to be warm and friendly like this. Hey, whisper something sweet when you hear the beep, and I'll reach out and touch you just as soon as I can. Bye-bye.
Good Lord, Naomi. It's supposed to be a phone message, not foreplay.
What people really like are those funny announcements. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The rumors are true. I'm alive and living at the Harper House, baby. So, if you love me tender, leave me a message after the beat.
Hey! What do you think?
Well, it makes me want to step on your blue suede head.
Oh, was that Elvis? I thought you were doing Nixon.
Oh, my turn! My turn! My turn!
Hello. I am speaking to you from a Satsubishi 1200. No kidding. This baby is loaded. Dual microtapes, remote control, unlimited message, voice activated. It's in the wood tone finish.
Will you knock it off? What are you going to do next? Read the warranty?
Mama, getting the right message isn't easy. It could take us all night.
The hell you say? It's your dime, spill it. All night, my foot. Benton, I made you a nice meatloaf sandwich for your lunch today.
Oh, thanks, Mama.
I thought you were making pea soup for lunch today.
Well, I would have if that darn ham bone hadn't done a disappearing act. Whose dog is that, anyway?
What dog?
The one whose yowling kept me up half of the night. Sounds like the Hound of the Baskervilles. Well, there goes again.
Well, gee, Mama, maybe you better get your ears checked out. There's no dog.
I am not nuts. I know a bark when I hear one.
You've got to do something to keep old lady quiet.
No, I'll take her something to eat.
Good idea, honey. I'll cover for you.
I'll get you another cup of coffee, sweetheart. Please retain your seat. Here it comes, just the way you like it, nice and hot.
Thanks, baby.
Hey, now, I just want you to go right over there and stand by the window and just tell me what you hear.
The faucet's dripping.
Not that. Now, just wait a second. Now, just listen.
Refrigerator hum?
No.
Uncle Vince sipping coffee. The rustle of dry leaves.
Bubba, this is not a guessing game. I want you to hear the dog.
What dog?
The dog that's not barking now.
Come on, Miss Harper, you better sit down and rest a spell.
Yeah, Mama, I think maybe you got out of bed too fast this morning.
Are you a little groggy?
Don't yell at me, I ain't deaf. And quit treating me like I'm ready for strained foods. I'm telling you, my mind is clear as a bell.
Oh, no, don't pick it up. Let the machine answer it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's your dime. Spill it.
Thelma, it's Iola.
Where are you? We're going to be late for that big sale at the House of Chintz.
Oh, my Lord, where did the time go?
Did it slip your mind, or shall I go on without you?
No, don't you dare go without me. Hey, and just for your information, nothing slipped my mind. Underneath these gray curls, there lurks a steel trap. Of course, it's not always set. Tell you what, all between the two of us, we nearly cleaned out the House of Chintz.
Well, whenever I see pink gingham on sale, I lose all self-control.
Well, good Lord. Some dog left his calling card on my lawn, and I just stepped in it.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, who likes it? I tell you what, you know what? There's a law against this sort of thing, but do dogs care? No.
Well, as much as I'm enjoying this conversation, I suppose I should get home.
Well, watch where you're walking. How the hell do you miss it anyway? Good night. I tell you what, I just had this darn shoe resold, too. Thanks a lot, Fido.
Iola.
Well, then, what are you hiding back there for?
It's a secret from Mama.
I think she's already gotten wind of it.
You call her old lady. She's a stray.
Oh, the poor thing. What are you going to do with her?
Yeah, we're keeping her in the garage until we can find her a good home. Naomi put up a notice on the bulletin board down at Food Circus, and I got a sign in the window at Quick Keys.
Oh, I can't bear to think of that cutie locked up in the garage. Maybe I can talk Mother into letting her stay with us for a few days.
Well, you think she'd go for it?
There's a chance. It's tapioca day. That usually puts her in a good mood.
Come on, old lady. If Mama finds out about you, we're both going to be in the doghouse.
Dog in sight. Well, a nice sandwich will calm my nerves. Well, now, I know I had half a meatloaf in here this morning. At least I think I had half a meatloaf. Did I even make a meatloaf? Get a grip, Thelma. You're talking to yourself. It's your dime. Spill it.
Naomi, this is Dr. Bishop. My office is right across from Food Circus. My secretary tells me you're looking for a home for your old lady. Yeah, I know of a nice place right on the outskirts of town. It's a little run down, but she won't know the difference. Oh, don't worry. There's a high fence around it, so she won't be able to get out. If you like, you can bring her to my office, and I'll sedate her for the trip.
Oh, my Lord. They're going to lock me up and throw away the key. I can't believe that they are actually going to try and put me in a home. Just because I forgot a few phone messages. I lost a meatloaf or two. I hear dogs that aren't there. All right, so I'm losing it. They don't have to put me away. They could just lock me in the attic like any decent family would do. It's your dime. Spill it.
Hello, I'm calling for Vint Harper. If your old lady's still up for grabs, I can take her off your hands.
Well, they do take out an ad.
I'll make a nice place for her in the barn so she can watch the livestock. Of course, on real cars, cold nights, I'll let her come in and sleep with me if she's the affectionate type.
Oh, my Lord, they're selling me into white slavery.
Call me back at 555-5540. That's for Purvis.
Well, Purvis, you pervert, you're going to have to sleep alone because I'm going to erase you. It's your dime. Spill it.
Hello. This is Teresa Parker, and I am urging you to reconsider finding a home for your old lady. It simply isn't right.
Well, bless you, Teresa, whoever you are.
I have seen the poor dear wandering around the parking lot at the food circus, and believe me, the only kind thing to do is put her out of her misery.
Get off the phone, you mother killer! Good Lord, I gotta get out of here before it's too late!
Yoo-hoo, Vint, I need to have a word with you.
Thank the Lord, there's Iola. She'll save me.
Well, what's the verdict? Can you take her off my hands?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Mother says she's your responsibility, not ours. But Vint, I still don't think you should lock her in the garage.
Well, what else can I do? You know how Mama is.
Well, Thelma's bound to find out sooner or later. You better get rid of her before it's too late.
Well, you two-faced little monster! Merrily shopping by my side one minute, the next minute ready to kill me. Oh, no, it's Naomi. Now it's three against one. You're not going to take me without a fight.
Good news! Good news! I found a wonderful home for the dog.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, where is it?
The Puente Pines Retirement Home.
You mean they take in old dogs, too?
Oh, yes. It's part of their policy to have pets for the elderly. The old folks really enjoy the companionship, and so do the dogs.
Oh. Well, that sounds like a grand idea.
Yeah.
So, let's go on in and call them. Tell them we're going to bring old lady over this afternoon.
Boy. This sounds like it's going to work out just perfect.
Frankly, I'm amazed you found someone to take in the old bag of bones.
Don't you like to be a bag of bruises?
Hello, is this the Puente Pines Retirement Home?
Oh, good. Well, this is Naomi Harper calling. I spoke to you earlier. We've decided to bring our old lady over this afternoon.
Huh? Oh, well, sure, we could do that.
Okay, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Honey, they want us to give her a bath first.
Oh, my. It's gonna take all three of us to hold her down in the tub.
I better get some rope and tie her up so she won't jump out of the car.
All right, that's it.
Oh.
Nobody is tied anybody up.
Uh-oh, Benton, I think she's on to us.
You bet she is, Missy.
Now, Mama, we just didn't tell you because we knew you'd be upset.
Well, of course I'm upset. Who wouldn't be upset? How would y'all like to be carted off to the Puente Pines Retirement Home?
Well, gee, I think it beats being locked up in a garage.
Yeah, it's really beautiful out there, Mama. Wait till you see it.
One more step and you're going to see God. I didn't hear that.
Hey, Grandma, I found your barking dog. She was shut up in the garage.
Yeah, Mama knows all about it.
I do?
Yeah, somebody abandoned her at Food Circus, Bubba. So I brought her home till we could find her a place to live. I call her Old Lady.
You do?
Puente Pines Retirement Home wants to take her, but for some reason, Mama's dead set against it.
I am.
Thelma, I wish you would reconsider. She'll be getting so much love and attention.
Okay, you twisted my arm.
Hey, did you hear that, girl? Looks like you found yourself a new home.
Hey, you know what? This mud is kind of cute. I tell you what, sweetie pie, if you don't like it out there, you can always stay here with me.
Really, Mama? You mean it?
You bet. Us old ladies gotta stick together.